Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday. This is the 20th day of the month of April of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I am from. And we got some weather coming for a couple days that looks a little more like spring. And it's not at a bad timing either. It's Saturday and Sunday, they are calling for highs in the mid-70s. Saturday, they are calling for it to be partly cloudy. Originally, it was just for mostly cloudy. Now it got changed to partly cloudy, thankfully. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of a shower. Highs in the mid-70s. The bad news is next week. Be prepared for highs in the mid-40s, a couple days. So you did what I did. That's the right reaction because I feel the same way. Those of you who live in Michigan, that is, because we have all these listeners who are tuned in from all these different countries. I'm sure even from different states here in the United States as well, where we have highs that are where in certain places in like Tennessee, for example, their spout of 70s starts today and goes all the way to early next week, like possibly Tuesday for some locales, it looks like, and basically no rain. Maybe a little bit tomorrow or something, but so they get the warm front for longer. Why can't we get that end of the deal too? Because if you can hear, we need that. Warmer weather. Unfortunately, I'm not the only person I know of who has this thing right now in their throat at this time of April. Unfortunately, I'm not the only one. I wish I was, maybe, but unfortunately, I don't think that's true. We need that warmer weather, and that could help. Because I am ready. And you know what else? I want some ice cream. Want some ice cream, but not going to do that until it warms up. But but I might maybe go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee. I might do something like that. That actually sounds like a good idea right now. I'm not going there at this minute, though, because we're going to do the show first. And I was telling you last night that I was going to sing tonight. I really wanted to, but that will be back Monday. Plan on that. Kind of been kind of busy. Had some things I had to do. And so a little more than yesterday, whereas yesterday I was just kind of more or less, you know, relaxed. So trying to take it so tonight I won't be singing. But come Monday night, you can basically count on it because before this came, like, there was a certain one or two different old songs from like 20 years ago that I haven't sang yet on the show. One of them is You Are the Living Word. And then there's there might have been another one, too. I forget which, but those will have to wait. And and I like a lot, love a lot of those old songs. I really do. So, right now I wish there was a way to talk to my fridge and just say water. And then a water just fly right out the fridge and land on my table. Someone could work on a machine like that. That'd be very nice. Just like I want this donut machine, I want this machine that will, that I can just speak to the fridge and say water, and then the fridge door just opens and a water pops out, lands at my table. Or I could say, Siri, Coca-Cola. Or I could name my fridge a certain name, you know, and just to say Coca-Cola. Like, say, if I have some Cokes in the fridge and I want to maybe open one up and drink one live on the show. Which, so I could, you know, say that to the fridge and then suddenly there would just be, one would pop out. That would be, for me, in my mind, a good idea. Maybe you think so, maybe you don't. I don't know. I do think it's a good idea. Maybe if you don't, maybe I get it. Maybe I don't get it. I don't know. But well, my mom has made it to Honduras safely. And so I am grateful for that. Mom, Natalia, if you're listening, thanks for tuning in. And I pray that they will have a very good time. And that they will minister to those people whom they are called by God to minister to. Sorry about that. Trying to get me a drink of water because it's time for me to drink of water because my throat is telling me you need water. So I do need a drink of water. So take a quick station ID. I will be right back.
Water. I could have got it for you.
Oh, I didn't see you get up.
Oh, I didn't, but I could have.
I said it quiet because I didn't want everybody to. All right. If that wasn't the shortest commercial break ever, I don't know what is. Because that wasn't even a minute. And usually on the radio, if they say, we're going to take a quick commercial break, that's at least 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that at least. Or the top of the hour break or the bottom of the hour break. In which they may often check, you know, traffic and weather, local news, along with some commercials. So it could be like, for example, they could do the little break for the top of the hour break, say at like, you know, 57 or something, and then maybe not come back on until 04 or 05, the next hour. So it could be like 6, 7, 8 minutes. But since this isn't necessarily a live station, yeah, since this is not a live station, see, I just said, you know, quick station ID. Went up, got that drink real quick, and then less than a minute, back on. And most of your radio commercials do, in fact, run for 60 seconds. You have some 30-second ones, but most of them run for a minute. But anyhow, it's going to be a good night tonight. We're going to give the announcements. I'm going to give the announcements real quick, like the ones I normally give, and then we're going to pray real quick and then get right into the word. Those of you hoping to hear me sing, we'll have to wait until Monday. But plan on me getting back to that on that day, please, if you would. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Real quick. The first thing I want to remind you about is the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how gracious God has been. He's done so many miracles in my life. And I've been so pleased. I mean, I've been so amazed by the goodness of God. All the different things he's brought me through. And been a great journey with God. And, you know, I believe that I'm going to see my miracle in my life to the fullness. I believe that I shall see again. I honestly believe that my hearing and my right ear shall be made perfect. And I believe that everything in my body lines up to the Word of God right now in the name of Jesus, including even this cold, because the God I serve isn't limited to big things only. He's not limited to small things only either. Thank you, Jesus. The God I serve is powerful. And I love him. And I thank him for his healing power in my life. I really do. It's not just something that I'm saying. But go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And you'll be glad that you took a look and pray that you'll read the book. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is PayPal. If this has been a blessing to your life at all, please consider going to paypal.com in order to sow a seed. In order to sow your seed, you can go online, paypal.com, in the search bar type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, are both capitalized. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind, please, is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So please keep that in mind. And whenever I sow into the Miracle Man program, I mean, whenever I get notification that you've sown in the Miracle Man program, I pray over your seed and I call you blessed. And you can have my word on that. Amen. The verse that I want to sow in your life is where it says, give. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Not your cup tipping over. Your cup running over shall men give into your bosom. Keep in mind that the Lord looks on the heart. He doesn't go by the amount of dollars. He goes by the heart. So keep that in mind, please. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful word tonight, for this time we have tonight to be a word tonight and to study about you and to learn of your ways and to just learn about you. Thank you, Master, that these listeners will have ears to hear and that their minds will be able to understand, that they'll have eyes to see this word, that you will open their spiritual eyes as well. And I thank you, Master, that you are meeting every need. You are calming down these storms that are trying to rage against us in our life. And that whatever the enemy has planned right now, that you are turning back the plan of the enemy. Thank you that you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for our good. And I just thank you that you are meeting our needs right now. I speak strength to our bodies right now. I speak healing to our bodies right now. That not only do cancers and heart things and kidney things and liver things, arthritis and all these more long-term things leave, or even long COVID. If you're one of those that have long COVID, pray that you'd be healed of that tonight too. But even these colds, flus, I speak strength to our respiratory system right now. Strength to it. But our throats, if we got these stuff going down in our throat, that would be healed of that right now. In your name, that healing balm of Gilead will just come right now to our bodies, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Throat, I call you well in the name of Jesus. Eyes, I call you open. And just start putting your hands over your body and start calling it well. Feet, I call you well. Legs, I call you well. Back, I call you well. Elbows, I call you well. Nose, I call you well. Eyes, I call you well. Brain, I call you well. Whether it hurts or not, even if it's an area that doesn't hurt, no, you just bless it. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are healing us in our spirit and our soul as well. And I thank you for that, Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program. That sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Man, wow, I thank you, Jesus, for that report from last night. That was awesome. I thank you that it further increases. More countries, more people from each country. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls that are coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, I don't know about you, but I want to make my Bible, our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the food of our lips, so let's do it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Bible says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. It's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I'm a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Luke 18. Praise God. No. I misspoke. Let's go to 17. I want to go to 17. Man, I love the Word of God. Actually, go to 15. I want to, because I didn't determine in my mind I was going to preach on the prodigal son tonight, and I do intend to do that. But before we get into that, we'll start with the parable of the lost sheep, because when I do this, this will help you make sense of it. So, Luke 15, verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners, quote, were all gathered around to hear him, meaning Jesus. They were all gathered around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, teachers of the law, Pharisees and Sadducees, which, by the way, it is Sadducee. Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose that one of you has 100 sheep, and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. And then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in that same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who don't need to repent. pay attention now, verse 8. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, search carefully until she finds it? Once she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now really pay attention. Some of you may have a prodigal son or prodigal daughter. And so I want you to listen. Pay attention. Mr. Robbins here in this parable. Pay attention. If you're sleeping, if by some means you've fallen asleep while listening to the show, wake up. Jesus continued. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. Wild living. I put the uh-oh in there. The book didn't. Luke didn't. I did. 14. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father." Oh, yeah. But while he was still a great way off, a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. He didn't go up to him and say, "You bad boy, you sinner." He loved on him. Verse 21. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But his father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate." Or as we would say, let's have a party and celebrate. "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come home," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back, safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you, and I never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Yes. So, you see, what happened in that story, listeners, is in this case, both. So this guy, he has two kids, two sons. So this family has two sons, an older one and a younger one. And they own all this property. And obviously they use it to make money. And so the father decides to divide it up between them. Not too much longer, the younger son says, he decides that he's going to go to another place. He goes to another place, and he wastes all those possessions on prodigal living, wild living, not living right. Famine hits. He goes to one of the servants' houses to feed pigs. He wants to feed his stomach with pig food. Pig food. No one gives him anything. No one gives him the biscuits. No one's giving him stuff. He comes to his senses. He comes to himself and he decides, you know what? I'm coming home. So he says, I'll go home. And he says in his mind what he's going to say is, Father, Dad, I sin against heaven and in your sight. And you know what, Dad? I'm not worthy to be called your son. And in his mind, he's like, make me one of your hired men. And I'll be, and he's like, well, I'll be okay with that. Because he admits that he was able to admit that he was wrong. And so he gets home and rather than get spanked and talked to about why he shouldn't have done that and judged and all that kind of, no, they throw a party, a celebration. They kill the fattened calf, music, dancing. All these people rejoicing, shouting. Like what will be going on in heaven. What goes on in heaven when someone repents. Those angels, I'm sure, they jump, they shout. Fireworks go off. I can just imagine. And so this is like what happens when, like with God's people, when you have children that are wayward and wander from the things of God. It's not always, oh, they left your house. Maybe they're older and weren't living with you no more, but they wandered off from the things of God. Just that in this case, in the parable, the younger son still lives at home. Older son comes home and he hears the music. He notices, you know, people are dancing, people are, you know, shouting their shout, not a little whimper. But there and there, you know, doing all that, you know, eating and all that. And he says, what on earth is going on here? The hired man says, your brother came home. And that has been, and he's, and then his dad comes out and explains. And he says, your brother was lost. Now he's found. He was dead and is alive again. He was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And the brother had a big problem with, well, he wasted all that money. Look at all what he did. Look at all, what about all those prostitutes? What about all this stuff? What about all that stuff? The brother's like, well, I did everything right. I didn't leave. I didn't go away from your house. I was faithful. I worked on this business. But my brother wasted it all. The father says, your brother came home. And so we had to celebrate. He's like, we didn't have a choice. At the end of that chapter, I hope the brother went into that party. I really hope that he went into that party. Now today, you have prodigals. People who fall away. A prodigal is someone who was raised right. We could say they were raised right in a godly Christian home. good Christian values. I didn't say moral values. I said Christian values. There's a difference. Son or daughter brought up good values, godly values, and maybe as a teenager or young adult or older, they decide to walk off from the things of God, and they decide to go their own way. Now, if you're a parent, don't just give in to what that son or daughter wants and just let them keep sinning against God. If you're a Christian and you know that son or daughter and you maybe not their parent, don't be giving them these little biscuits and just go there and enable them and be like, okay, here's some money. Go ahead and blow it. Oh, here's this. Just go ahead and just keep doing what you're doing. After all, who cares? Now we love them. But you don't want to be enabling them to live in sin. You don't want to be enabling them to do that, to live against God, to live ungodly. You don't want to be enabling them to do that, to run away from the things of God. It's great if you're a mom or a dad and get that notification where that son or daughter says, I'm coming home. I'm coming back to the things of God. If they say, I'm so sorry. And they might even say, you know, I'm not sure whether or not I'm worthy to call you mother or father anymore. Sin against heaven, sin against you. I've done these things that I know you don't approve of. But I'm coming back to the things of God. Don't you want to get a call like that? I know I would. And to get like, and you know what? I'm coming to church. And maybe you're one of these prodigals. Maybe you've walked away from God. And maybe somehow you've found this program tonight. You know what? You can get right with God tonight. Do it. It's the last of the last days. We don't know how much. And if you're one of these young people tuning in, and maybe you've walked away from the things of God, and you might be sitting there thinking, oh, we got 30 years, I got 30 years, I got 40 years to get right with God. But you don't know that. Get right with him now. Give your life to Jesus. It says, when he came to his senses. I think we're going to see sinners coming into our churches who need help. Who want to be set free. I also believe we'll see prodigals coming home. And by home, I mean, you know, back to God, back to the house of God, where they belong.
They were not celebrating under the guise of it's okay that he did that. That's not the message they were trying to send at all. They were sending the message of because he was lost, he's bombed. Because he chose to repent. And he was very sincere about it. And when the guy and when the son went to his father and said, I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore. His father obviously hugged him and said, well, you are my son. You may still call me father. Not only that, but when we get home, we're having a party. And I'm going to sit here and mention certain names, but yes, I do know of people who were raised in the things of God, wandered off, and did things they shouldn't have done. Some of them even spent some good time in jail for what they had done. And then, either in jail or elsewhere, they decide, you know, I'm done with this. I'm going to get right with God. And they decide to get right with God. And they're still on fire for him now. Well, there's others. Who I might know that I've ran off and they haven't come back yet. And there can be others where it might, where it almost is a cycle. They come home, they go back out. They come home, they go back out. They come home, they go back out. By home, I mean, you know, back to the things of God. Back out, I mean, you know, leave the church and decide back to their own thing. Why do I even need to go to church? It's just church. Oh, it's, I don't like the pastor. I don't like the way he or she teaches. I don't like the, oh, really? And so but I believe we're going to see prodigals. It's one of the big miracles we're going to see is we're going to see prodigals coming back home. Back to the house of God, where they belonged, where they belong, where they never should have left. Because once you're born into the kingdom, if you're born into the kingdom of God, and you're born again, you're not supposed to leave that. You're supposed to stick with God, the things of God, and not depart. There's a verse that comes to my mind right now. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. Amen. And I'm believing God that we're going to see some prodigals come back to God. We don't want to be judgmental. because if people, like if you're their parent and you're just going to be all judgmental about it, that's a great way to not get them back, is you being judgmental. But at the same time, you don't want to be enabling what they're doing. You have to have the right balance. Because obviously, when this man's when the son's father saw him, he was a way away, and the dad still had compassion on him. And put his hands around him and kissed him. And like I said earlier when I was reading, he did not say, "You bad boy." He didn't get grounded. None of that. The son chose to repent. He knew that he needed to repent. And get right with God. So, you know, prodigals, do not be enabling them to keep doing what they're doing. And, you know, just living out in the world, you know, for the world, doing things they shouldn't be doing. No biscuits. Now, if they're biscuits for my dream breakfast sandwich, then yeah, I'll gladly take those biscuits. But those other ones, no way. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. May we get this in our spirit tonight. I pray that all of these prodigals, every one of them, may they come home to you. May they be found in your house, at your altar, where they were meant to be, serving you. And for those who have been in and out over the years, or maybe they, first they were right, then they got a little older and decided to leave, then came back, and then went away. May they decide to come back to you and be back with you forever until you tarry. And until you come to get us, or if you tarry, until they take their last breath. Thank you that we would not be judgmental on these prodigals, but that we would not be enabling them to be doing what they're doing. That's against you. Thank you that we would be followers of this word in your name, Jesus. And now, Master, I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, our dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, fire, flood, or crash. None of these things will come near us, immediate loved ones. You give us great peace and great joy and prosperity to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. Till next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see y'all Monday.